from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
We have some new Brandon Ayuk stuff, and I'm just tired of the whirlwind, man.
Mm-hmm.
You get news early in the day, you get whispers, oh, it could be going down. And then you hear, oh, he's leaning Steelers. And then you hear, oh, he's leaning 49ers. Well, just before I tucked myself into bed for a little Illinois Rutgers slumber last night, this is the latest from Mike Garofalo of the NFL Network.
This situation has been uncomfortable. It's been contentious. It's still a little bit of both of those as we sit here right now, at least between Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers. I'm going to try to inject a little bit of optimism here because you talked about that Instagram post the other night, Tom, where Ayuk said that there are two options. Let's just pick one, right? I dug into that a little bit, and what I've been told is that Brandon Ayuk would prefer to stay with the 49ers and has always preferred to stay with the 49ers. All things being equal. Now, they haven't been equal, but they did make that offer. In fact, both sides sent proposals within the last, I don't know, couple days, week or so. And the 49ers number has gotten better than what it was previously. And they have, from my understanding, they have agreed on a lot of the main points of the deal. Their offers are in line, but it sounds like there's just one more thing that needs to be ironed out. And if that thing gets ironed out, Brandon Ayuk signs the deal. He stays with the 49ers. He drops the trade request. And finally, we can put this situation behind him. The Niners can put it behind him. Look, they did the fourth quarter comeback with Deebo Samuel before when he had the trade request. This would be like, I don't know, like Montana to John Taylor. That kind of last second type comeback. But
one.
It can happen. It has happened before. Thank you. Trying to keep the theme going. Look, as you know, we've talked about leverage. The ball's in whose court? As far as Ayuk is concerned, it sounds like the ball's in the 49ers' court, and he's hoping that they can just make the final adjustment and get this thing done and stay with the Niners.
If you guys don't mind. You guys got the headphones on, people listening on the Odyssey app, people listening in their cars. If you're listening in your car, just turn the radio down just a smidge, just for a second here. And on the Odyssey app, just click the button, just turn it down just a little bit. And you guys, if you just take your headphones off just for a second. Oh, my God! I just need to get that off my chest.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
Well, he's always wanted to be a 49er. Here's what needs to happen. I'm just going to give John Lynch a little bit of advice here. Give the man a deadline. I have always had a ton of respect for John Lynch. Hell of a football player. He built a hell of a thing out there in San Francisco. Great coaching staff. Doug
yes.
Whaley sings the praises of that coaching staff all
yes.
the time, that front office all the time. The Commanders hired off that tree. It's a hell of an organization. But my man is spineless. He is getting walked all over by Brandon Ayuk. And here's my advice, Mr. Lynch. Deadline. Give the man a deadline. Hey, Brandon, here's our last best offer. You take it or you're going to Pittsburgh by 4 p.m. Western time today. That's it. Deadline. And then you move the frig on, for God's sake, so we can all move on with our lives.
Wait a minute.
Deadline.
Isn't the deadline John Lynch's deadline? I think that's the holdup. It's not Ayuk.
That's what I'm saying. That's why.
Give himself a deadline? John Lynch, give himself a deadline.
No, John Lynch, give Brandon Ayuk a deadline.
Ayuk has already agreed to a deal. John Lynch is the one kind of messing this up and saying like, oh, well, we have one more step.
No, the only thing that's holding this up is, yeah, it is Lynch.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to negotiate this deal. What I'm saying is you give Brandon Ayuk the best possible deal and you say, Mr. Ayuk, you either take this or we trade you to Pittsburgh, and that's it. Now we're done. No more negotiations. No more back and forth with Ayuk. No more back and forth with the Steelers. By 4 p.m., you either agree to sign with us, this is our best offer, or you're in Pittsburgh.
Mm.
And just put an end to it.
It smells like if it is that, and if Garofalo, if he is accurate and he's correct, that's one thing, but it also smells a little funky to me because, you know, maybe the 49ers want this out to get what they want actually back even more. Like, say, like one last punch, one last shot of putting this out there and saying that, hey, we're close to actually signing our guy back, and then the Steelers being like, oh, well, you know what, let's sweeten the deal because we really want him a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
I smell that a little bit. It could be so many different things, as we know.
It might legitimately be what Garofalo said there, that there's one sticking point. And if I had to guess what a sticking point would be, I would think it's guaranteed money.
Yes.
It could be that. And it could be that Brandon Ayuk, the whole time, yeah, would have come to Pittsburgh, wants to come to Pittsburgh, but would prefer just to get paid and not have to move,
mm-hmm.
get paid and contend for a Super Bowl. The Steelers, with Ayuk, in his mind, might be a Super Bowl contender, but you ain't guessing with the 49ers. You were there last year. You're always there. So I could understand why he'd want to stay there, but just get paid what he thinks he's worth. I'm just so tired of it.
I've never seen a trade deal like this before.
No.
I don't know. I mean, maybe there probably has been some that are just crazy, but like this is wild. And it all started with San Francisco letting Ayuk have the upper hand and let him go negotiate and talk to teams. Like, you know, usually you keep that control as a club.
Yes.
As a front office of like, oh no, we're gonna dictate the terms.
Think about Hassan Reddick and what just happened with the Jets.
Yeah.
They acquire him 4 months ago. He says, I don't want to be there, which that smells weird. What the heck is going on with the New York football Jets? And I won out. And what do the Jets do? The general manager releases a statement. You are under contract.
Yep.
You are a Jet. We will fine your ass.
Yep.
So you better be here because you are not getting shipped off someplace else. That is an organization saying, no, we've got the power. Brandon Ayuk has owned this entire process. He's either going to get paid by a Super Bowl contender what he wants, or he's going to get shipped off to another place he wants. He has nailed this. His agent has nailed this.
That's where it's at, the agent.
Nailed this. And I imagine that if Brandon Ayuk stays in San Francisco, there are going to be a lot of Steelers fans that are going to have a significant amount of contempt for Brandon Ayuk. You will not find me among those people. You will not. I am generally pro-player before I am pro-organization because, I mean, you know better than I do. You've got a finite number of snaps in that body. You got a finite number of practices. You got a finite number of ligaments, and you got one brain. And so when a player has the opportunity to gain and utilize leverage to get the most out of their career and their body that is finite, I am going to err on the side of the player. If he winds up back in San Francisco and he gets paid what he wanted, I'm just going to applaud him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to lament all the time we've spent on it, but I'm going to applaud him for in a situation where it appeared like he didn't have a lot of leverage, creating that leverage and getting exactly what he wanted.
I could be wrong here, and I'm trying to look it up. I'm sorry, but I feel like John Lynch and Ayuk have the same agent.
They do.
Now, that's insane.
Yeah.
He's fleecing himself. Think about that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Think about that. Like, if the agent is fleecing and getting what Brandon Ayuk wants, but he's also taking from one of his other clients.
You can't tell me that those three couldn't sit in a room and just figure the damn thing out.
Crazy.
It is wild, man. Now, there are other reports, and the headline on NFL.com here, I think, is incredibly misleading. And this was an Ian Rappaport report from yesterday afternoon. Niners, Steelers have deal agreed upon for wide receiver Ayuk. We have been talking about that for a long time, that they seemingly had agreed on the compensation. If Ayuk wasn't going to remain a 49er, all you need to do is literally cross the T's and dot the I's. Mm-hmm. We've known that. That didn't seem to be a new report, but you can't actually have a deal agreed upon until the team agrees to send him to you.
Mm-hmm. There's two deals going on, as you know.
Right. And what have we heard? There are two pathways. Is that the verbiage?
Mm-hmm.
There are two pathways here for the IU. There are two pathways here for the San Francisco 49ers. I'm just tired. And I blame Twitter for a lot of this. And people are going to get mad at Pony if he winds up being a 49er. And I understand that. But I blame Twitter for a lot of this. The newfangled Twitter, where check marks don't mean what they used to mean, in the For You tab. You go into the For You tab now, if you've been following any of the Ayuk stuff, and you're going to get hit, if you scroll for 5 minutes, with 15 different quote-unquote reports,
yep,
aggregations of Ayuk news from people who are making stuff up,
yep,
who are twisting words, and you look and it's like 50,000 impressions, 100,000 impressions.
Yep.
500 retweets. And these people don't know their butts from a hole in the ground.
Uh-huh.
Like, there was one I saw that went viral yesterday. Oh, the 49ers want Connor Hayward.
Yeah, I saw that too. We obviously knew that was fake.
That's fake, in that the Steelers are unwilling to part with star playmaker Connor Hayward. And I think Connor Hayward's good. You'd think Connor Hayward's good, but star's a little too much. And for God's sakes, like, let's all try to just use common sense.
This is bizarre.
It is very bizarre. It has been weeks, and hopefully the resolution's coming in the next few days. But I don't think that anybody can say with any level of certainty that this thing is reaching an endpoint here.
I believe that Brandon Ayuk, if he were to be a Steeler, would help the Steelers out tremendously, make him an absolute contender.
Don't do it.
I think he's a really good wide receiver. But for this much commotion for Brandon Ayuk is insane to me. Like, we're not talking about Justin Jefferson. We're not talking about Patrick Mahomes. We're not talking about Travis Kelce. We're talking about Brandon Ayuk, who was a third option in the San Francisco 49ers offense last year. I think he's a great player. Well, I think he's a good player, but he ain't one of the greats. And we're making this much about this guy?
That's why he's the perfect guy for all of this. If you just want to look at it from a meta standpoint and how funny it actually is, you're right. We're not talking even about CeeDee Lamb. And we're not talking about Justin Jefferson. Jamar Chase, what now? He's gonna hold out?
I think so.
We're not talking about Jamar Chase. We're talking about a guy that I think reasonable people would agree is like the 10th to 17th best receiver in the National Football League.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78 million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.